Blog Talk Radio.
What would it take to make you happy? Don't hesitate to let me know. Tell me, what are you looking for exactly? Open up your mouth and let a nigga know. Baby, would you tell me, please, what I can do to make you smile again? Just say the word and baby, I will do whatever it takes for me to brighten your day. So baby, what do you say?
She told me what she wanted, hard to understand. She on a paper chasing me through rubber bands. Now I'm like, damn, girl, you should've said so. What you think of stacking these ones for? Get your ass on this dance floor. And watch me make this cash flow. Cause bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bands. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.
If all that it takes is bands and cake, take your clothes off. No need to make me wait. Girl, I can keep you dancing all night if you like. Cause you be working hard, doing everything I like. That's why I'm gonna get you right. Girl, I'm gonna get you right. Cause your body looks so nice. And you be telling me
tonight I'm gonna dance to you.
Baby, what can I do for you? Let me know.
She told me what you wanted.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Miss Queen T.
And your girl, Miss Chocolate. Welcome to Next to Blow Radio, man. We about to get it cracking. It's Thursday. And, of course, me and Miss Queen T about to bring y'all some of the most hottest and exclusive interviews on these Thursdays. And tonight, we got Mr. Chris Styles from KMOJ coming through to kick it off with us, show us a little love. And we're going to bring back, of course, that Next to Blow or Hell No, if y'all remember how me and Miss Queen T got our start together. So, Queen T, let them know how we're going to do it tonight.
Well, you already know we're going to be bringing Chris Styles on the line. He's going to be judging these songs. So make sure you guys tune in and let everybody know. You know, basically, well, he's going to let y'all know if it's Next to Blow or Hell No. You know, on his Tight at Night, they do Rush It or Flush It, but we're going to do it Next to Blow Radio style with Next to Blow or Hell No. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. We got local artists, you know, that are going to be playing songs during that time. So, but before we get into this exclusive interview, we're going to get into a mix from one of our local DJs out here, definitely doing his thing, DJ Inferno. And go ahead, chat. We're about to get into this mix. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Don't hang up. And if you guys are trying to go live, make sure you guys press 1. If you guys want to call in at any time, dial 718-664-9115.
All right, so with that being said, we're about to go to this hot mix by DJ Inferno, ATG booming, as they would say. Y'all stay tuned. Stay to the station. When we come back, we're going to have an interview from, of course, Chris Styles, your girl, Miss Chocolate, and, of course, Miss Queen T. It's Next to Blow Radio, and we'll be right back.
ATG.
Listen.
Hit man.
Turn it on.
Monster.
You dig?
My team winning.
All the time.
We winning over here.
Winning over here.
Hitman DJ.
Hitman DJ.
Inferno Vision.
Listen.
ATG booming.
You in the mix with DJ Ferno.
Addicted Dolphin.
Something over the truth.
Y'all niggas,
y'all niggas,
y'all niggas, y'all niggas, y'all niggas,
y'all niggas,
I stay with the
rich, rich, made a million, y'all swiping.
Hey.
Seen it come and go like a mother psychic.
Woo.
Brand new chopper with the beam, no license.
Bow.
Try to steal my kid, that bitch gon' bite like Mike Tyson.
Young new.
What?
I stay with the I hang with drug dudes, gorillas, flippers, and killers.
Okay.
I chill in the slum, kick with my plug. I made a mill using my skillet.
Well,
you lean by the tub, I show you some love. You come to me, get a free pitch.
Fell off in magic, no money, the stripper can't run. They know it, I throw it to mine. Said I blow it to mine. Where the strip if I know? Straight told me to leave by itself. You can't follow all that noise, see how. The proof is amazing, the earth is a champion. Do numbers so clear, I get by the leer, I'm fresh out the ramp. My mama was poor, sorry that I wanted more. Had to jump off of that porch, when it go got me a four. Got me a hype by the wall, got me a strap by the lake.
You in the mix with DJ Ferno.
What's up, baby? I see you. You watching Versace like Biggie. My watch it, it rolling. The hoe say holy moly. You stole it. Well, no, pay for it. We foreign, go touring. A new so boring. Drop her off when he snoring. Hit Kiki for the free till the Kiki to Waikiki. Put Louis with Gucci. Put a hoochie with a hoochie. We do the hoochie coochie, but I'm still grabbing on my duty.
I'm just
honest. I keep a gang of bad bitches with me too. And we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest.
My coming back dirty, I'm just being honest. Got kissing on bitches, I'm just being honest.
I'm a rock star for life, I'm just being honest. Got a check coming right now, I'm just being honest. We done turned tough and flat, but then we gon' hit unexpected.
Ain't nothing but a dope boy, I'm just being honest. These bitches get shot for being honest. I f***ed on the spot, I'm just being honest.
Paris where we been, part my Parisian, it's whole time and no time. of all y'all season. Piss Bordeaux's and Burgundies. Flush out a Riesling. When hoes out, them hoes out. Y'all put y'all weeds in and clap for a nigga with his rap in there. Blow a stack for your nigga and put your trap in there. Spent all my euros on tuxes and weird clothes. I party with widows. Yeah, ho, yeah, ho.
In the mix with DJ Ferno.
The way you move in your body, show by that game, body say you got it. I just wanna drop them bands on your face. You standing there watching, I was popping, you was popping, pick a pocket. I just wanna drop them bands on your 20, 50, 100. Baby, I'm a star, I'm gonna drop them bands on your. She turning around, touch the toe, got a body, Lord knows. I just wanna drop them bands.
Make money, no vacation. Pay cash, don't make payments. Getting high like I'm 18, but I've been rich since the late 80s. Backstage, naked ladies, popping pills and swallowing babies. Bad ain't come to play, she gon' get me here before I go on stage. New car, a couple of hundred, ain't nothing, I call it play money.
We winning over here.
We got it, Ferrari, the Benz, the Benz, they stunned. We packing them twos, play with it, make action new. Put some money on your head, you worth a stack or two. Real, I'm 100, I step leaning, I chase money. I'm here saving, need to be saving money. Made mine, can't take it from me. Get the club, I take your woman. Take her home, get some head. Wake up, breakfast in bed. Yeah, that's rich and egg. Rich, don't forget the bread. Up and down that interstate, I move weight, that's Jenny Craig. I'ma f*** me a model. I'ma f*** me a model. You only get to live one time, so I'ma f*** me a model. I make money all day, then I ball with the profits. They know me, I tell them, hey, stop it, stop it. Go f*** with a f***. Get that Becky, then I'm gone, gone. Catch me on that loud pack, blowing on it strong. I make money all day, then I ball with the profits. They know me, I tell them, hey, stop it, stop it. Go f*** with a f***. Get that Becky, then I'm gone, gone. Catch me on that loud pack, blowing on it strong.
Straight out of North Memphis. 20 years in. Still rich and ain't gonna stop getting rich. Told you, I ain't gonna never stop getting money. Let's get it.
You ain't no killer, and real don't talk. Start in this club, it's going down in the parking lot. Get killed every day, we ain't shedding no tears. Can't keep they mouth closed, just give you them years. Your homie, and she ain't accepting your calls. Them say holding you down, and you call them your dogs. They really out here hating, so stay strapped up like a tank. They got guns, they got in movies, except they not shooting blanks. Grand phrase in broad daylight, they don't care who looking. Young got something to prove. They keep play around in my hood, and they'll smoke you like a swisher. We don't play about money, and we don't play with them pistols. I make money all day, then I ball with the profits. They know me, I tell them, hey, stop it, stop it. Go with a, get that Becky, then I'm gone, gone. Catch me on that loud pack, blowing on it strong. I make money all day, then I ball with the profits. They know me, I tell them, hey, stop it, stop it. Go with a, get that Becky, then I'm gone, gone. Catch me on that loud pack, blowing on it strong.
addicted to this.
If I adore you,
we the best music.
I'ma give you that theory.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
I wanna be with you. 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 I wanna be with you.
But I need a hood with a llama degree. Get the limited edition of the Marika B. In a pivotal position, got a pardon the fee. Cause he bought a couple bags and he spent a couple whips. And he took a couple trips and his dinner in the mix. And he never went to other chicks fighting like he's slick. Cause his love was to the shit and she could never be Nick. Niggas be falling in love with this pieces. Me too, chicken and baking a couple cookies. Kids, I'm better man, ain't some stuff. But he started a high school video, now we wanna play hooky. Baddest chick, I'm the catalyst. Ain't never been done, the added this. Now I ain't gotta shoot, I got mad assist. About to put a couple pieces on a mannequin. Got a big billboard out of Madison. At the Trump and you bitches at the Radisson. Got the 22 on me, Aniston. Shoot movies, Jennifer Aniston.
If you decide you be mine, you can come inside. You the type that can make me prioritize. Hitting my phone, it's alright. Hitting my phone, it's alright. You reply, we should sign, you're a Gemini. You deny that you're shy, maybe we should die.
Splurging on you too easy, buying purses too easy, paying bills too easy. I wanna be with you, 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 I wanna be with you.
Hit the club, go party. My hat bent like my chain drip like water. Car paint like tar. I'ma sex up harder. Leg, leg, go my hand, gave you the keys soon as I bought it. Room, room, oh yeah. Big bank, I'm too real. My money right in them boys, you would've be dead broke. 2 years, check this. Look here, you ain't no big deal. On site, act right. I shop hard, pack light. That hoes gets you no place. All I talk is Cobain. White tee in these rope chains. Go to roof back, Kurt Cobain. Phantom cost like $4. Flow deep, cold
dollar. Underground with this damn smoke, 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 smoke. Awesome. Bowling on you too easy. Splurging on you too easy. Buying purses too easy. Paying bills too easy. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you.
I keep my hoes in check. You buy Nike for yours.
Okay,
say they want that lie. I'ma bring that noise. Check my watch on the flight.
We
yeah,
winning over here. Hitman DJ.
That gon' be hit deadline. Yeah, you gon' respect mine. Got a body on my. Say you nobody to somebody. Gon' body you. Flatline. Pocket full of dead guys. And you know I'm anti-social, anti-lame, but anti-cool. You looking at a star that's spaced out. They try to take my style and then take off. I go to work with no days off. Everything all paid off. Show the f*** hair shade off. She did it just for me. Would skip you like a space bar, but I'd much rather delete.
I've been getting money, where the f*** you been? I've been getting money, where the f*** you been? I've been getting money, where the f*** you been? I've been getting money, where the f*** you been? Bought a new crib, just to f*** you in. Bought a new crib, just to f*** you in. Bought a new crib, just to f*** you in. I been getting to the money, where the f*** you be?
Gucci hat.
Gucci hat.
Gucci belt. If you wrote an autobiography, you had to sue yourself, your line. Seen in my wine glass. I know you had a wild pass. I ain't you in the wild with your wild ass. I get high and I fly past. I don't know nothing about iChat. I'm working this iPhone. They need an app called iTrap. iTrap shining like a night lamp. I just hit my girlfriend and asked her where her wife is. White cup, white hat, laying on the white couch. Got that presidential in a residential White House. Saying who?
Who?
Like a white eye. You can see me shining. With the light eye. Come on.
I been getting money, what a f*** you be?
That right there was a mix from DJ Inferno, man. Y'all follow him on Twitter, at DJ Inferno 33, one of the hottest DJs in Minnesota. Shout out to ATG. Y'all check us out at the New Year's Eve bash at the Fine Line. That is hosted by ATG Boomin, the Divas of ATG, DJ Inferno, all the ATG DJs, Hitman DJs. We got Boo Boo from ATG with his whole bike club that's going to be in the building. So it's going to be a hell of an event. So if you don't have an event to go to for New Year's Eve, you can get your tickets by hitting me up or hitting up DJ Inferno anywhere on Facebook or Twitter. And come check us out at the Fine Line for the New Year's Eve bash. But before we get into this interview tonight, we just want to get y'all ready. We want to make sure that y'all ears are ready to listen to some of the hottest music we have on the switchboard from Minnesota. We're going to give y'all an opportunity for what we call Next to Blow or Hell No. So any Minnesota artists that are listening right now and your music is over here on Next to Blow, you know, switchboard, we're going to play out some, and we're going to let Chris Styles give us his feedback, probably on some music that he has not heard. And whether he thinks it's either Next to Blow or Hell No. But before we do that, we're going to get into one more track, and then when we come back, we're going to take a couple calls and find out who's rocking with us tonight. Who rocking with your girl, Miss Chocolate? Who rocking with your girl, Miss Queen T, and Next to Blow Radio? So y'all hold the line. I know y'all want to come live. I see y'all in the queue. We appreciate everybody that's calling and tuning in to support us. We're going to get into a track by my artist right now, Mike Rob from Joliet, Illinois. And then when we come back, we're going to take a couple of calls and see where y'all at for the night on this good start of the night. So stay with us. We'll be back in about 30 minutes. This is Mike Rob, his newest track we're releasing and about to put out there, She Down For Me.
Hold up, hold up. I had to flame up for this one.
You never know what you got till it's gone, or you're alone, thinking about her, relating the songs. Memories, memories, cause she was standing next to me, riding all on my enemies. And every time I was sick, she had the remedy, and went hard on the niggas who had pretended to be my niggas, but they never was. She was there defending me, right or wrong, she was always down for me.
She down for me. It's your boy Sippy Zone, and you're listening to Next to Blow Radio.
My name is Mr. J, and I'm Next to Blow. 242 Bahamas in the house.
It's your boy Crown Vic, and I am Next to Blow. Bang.
It's the Kid Vampire Boy, and I'm on Next to Blow Radio, and I'm Next to Blow.
Hey, shout out to that hot mix right there. DJ Inferno was on that mix. Shout out to him for coming through on Next to Blow. With your girl, Miss Queen C, and Miss Chocolate a few weeks ago. But tonight, definitely, it is about Chris Styles. So we're definitely going to get into that interview. Real quick, Miss Chocolate, go ahead and do a little bit promo. For sure. We got a lot of events coming up in the Twin Cities. Y'all already know how we get down. Between Miss Queen T and myself, your girl, Miss Chocolate, we try to support any and everything we can that's happening throughout the Twin Cities. So there are a few events coming up that we would like to let y'all know about. If you're interested, stop through, check them out, support the shit that y'all see cracking and things that are happening in the Twin Cities. So we got tomorrow night, Jay Holiday will be live at the Fine Line. Shout out to 1086. We also got Ashley DeBose who's going to be performing. And if y'all don't know who she was on The Voice, represent Minnesota with a beautiful voice. And she's going to turn up the stage tomorrow, only how she knows how to do. Of course, that is hosted by Camo J. Chantel Sings. It's 18-plus at the Fine Line. You also got Mike DeCole and so many other artists on this actual concert. So make sure to come out, show your support. For tickets, you guys can hit up anybody from 1086 on Facebook or at vitalculture.com and get those tickets in advance. Other than that, you can pay at the door. Come on down. We appreciate you to do that as well. Saturday, y'all know how your girl Miss Chocolate does. I rock with Realize ENT, and we got something for the ladies. We have our Total Domination, all-ladies bachelorette, all-city, kind of like girls' night out. The location is a secret location, but ladies, if you're interested in seeing some male entertainment and having a ladies' night out, you guys can come and check that out. That's Saturday night. That's December 14th. That's a Saturday. For information on that, hit me up on Facebook at Realize Miss Chocolate, and ladies, I'll get you more information about that. Or you guys can hit up any of the Realize team members. Just type in Realize on Facebook. You'll see about 15, ladies pop up, and you can get the information that way. So that's it. That's what I got right now. Every Wednesday, y'all can check out Wonderful Wednesdays at the Rouge. Shout out to Hushy and T. That's also something that Fun Girls is a part of. So there's always something happening in the Twin Cities. Every single Tuesday, y'all can catch the best squad Next to Blow Radio at the Roz Lounge. We do an artist showcase where we let you guys come put your music out on the table, let everybody hear it, gain new supporters. But we say this, if you don't bring people with you to support you, then what the fuck are you hitting the stage for? So make sure to bring your supporters. At least 2 to 3 people to rock with you when you're performing your song, because most people don't know who you are. So that's every single Tuesday night. Shout out to DJ Rush Productions. Like I said, that's the Next to Blow Radio sponsored event with the one and only Black and myself, Ms. Chocolate, hosting every Tuesday night. And also, you can't forget DJ Drummer Boy. He is a rock star DJ every Tuesday at the Roz Lounge. He is a part of Tight at Night crew, too. So shout out to DJ Drummer Boy.
Like, all right, Ms. Queen T, I see this phone line's blowing up, so let's take a couple calls real quick. Let's get into...
We have a lot of callers, and they need to know that you guys got to press 1 to go live with us. If you guys are trying to go live, make sure you guys press the 1 on your dial pad. We got a lot of nosy people that just want to hear what we got to say tonight.
Listening tonight. All right, let's go to the phone line. 720. Caller 720-484. Caller, who is this for? You call it from?
Yeah, it's your boy, Mr. Music, man. Minneapolis, IPI. I'm feeling over there.
What's the deal, Mr. Music? How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. How y'all doing?
Man, we're doing good. We're blessed. We in the building. We getting our show cracking. We're excited for this interview with Chris Styles, and we're going to have a good time on Next to Blow Radio tonight. We appreciate your support. What you got going on?
Same old shit. Nothing too much changed with me, man. Me and the team over here tuned in, listening to y'all, showing support to you and Chris Styles. You know, nothing too much different.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, well, we're going to have an interview with Chris Styles coming up in about 10 minutes. So do not drop the line. Stay on the line. Of course, we're going to play some music. We're going to get into some calls. We're going to find out what everybody's doing tonight in the Twin Cities. Mr. Music, are you going to any events in the Twin Cities, or do you have any events coming up that you're a part of that you need to let the world know about?
I got some events coming up for next year, but My man's Chris Smith can't let me say nothing about that right now. I was actually going to ask you about your event for your birthday, girl. What's going on? Fine Line Cafe, right?
Well, the birthday event has passed, but we have the New Year's event coming up. You know, my birthday was December 1st. Shout out to all the Sagittarius, Sagittarius season.
Hold on, rewind. I said birthday party passed. You didn't tag me in the thing or nothing. I feel left out over here.
I'm sorry. I mean, the birthday party was December. Well, my birthday was December 1st. The party that we had was on the 27th of November, and that was with Boo Boo ATG and the True Reed Motorcycle Club. But that birthday party's passed, and then, you know, we had DJ Rush party at the Sound Bar. So it's been just a couple of events that I've just kind of been a part of, just celebrating my birthday, nothing officially for just Miss Chocolate. I kind of, you know, I'm getting older, so I guess I've kind of fell back off the whole planning a big party. But, you know, it is what it is. But New Year's Eve, we have to find line.
Yeah, any of your chocolate, man, make sure you keep me posted, you know, so I don't want to waste all your time and have a lot more calls. Keep me posted. I support you 100%, girl. Go out there and get it.
For sure. We appreciate you. Thank you, Mr. Music.
All right, bet. I'm staying around.
All right, let's go to another call. 310-912. Caller 310-912. This is where you calling from.
Yeah, what it do, man? It's Smart Guy Chevelle.
What it do, Smart Guy Chevelle in the building?
Smart Guy.
Chevelle.
What's up with some of those Geico bands, though? We appreciate you calling us, supporting us, Smart Guy. I see you making major moves out there in the California IA. How's life treating you?
Yeah. It's treating me good. I'm here right now, though. I'll be at the concert tomorrow supporting my sister, Ashley DeBose. Y'all know how that go. I'm supporting Mike DeCole, so. Yeah, that's going to be a big event tomorrow, so I'll be out at that.
Smart. I know I forgot to upload the drop that you had made me for Next to Blow Radio. I appreciate you for sending the drop. You still need to get on Matt Irv and that guy Soda. They still didn't send it over, so we're going to wait for that.
I've been trying to make some things happen, man. Of course, we got the No Idea looking to drop with me, Matt Irv, and Soda. That's real. I got my single popping off at the top of the year. It's called Nice Like This. I got a new project coming out top of 2014 called Carpe Diem. Got some big features on there. I can't throw out no names right now, but I got some real big features on
I'm
there.
I'm excited.
You know, smart guy rocking nothing but the best.
Guys about to blow up. We already know it. We see it. We ready for it. But I just need you to make sure you do one favor for Next to Blow Radio. And when you get that blow up, you keep sending them tracks so we can keep dropping them.
I most definitely, man. I'm always do that, man. I stay in touch with Miss Quinn. We talk back and forth.
Which Smart Guy song we play tonight?
My favorite song always is Geico Bands right now. Shout out to my team that just got number two in the country for underground music. Geico Bands did, so we about to shoot the video for that. That's gonna be real big too. I'm gonna keep in touch with Miss Queen. She called me at 4:00 in the morning, drunk sometimes. So.
Shut up, yo, Smart Guy. I call Smart Guy anytime. That's my buddy, though.
All right, well, listen, Smart Guy, we got to get Chris Styles on the line so we can kick this interview off. But I want you to stay on the line, too, because me and Miss Queen T tonight are bringing back our classic on how me and her started the radio together before, you know what I'm saying, my whole Sex After Dark show came alive. I started doing Next to Blow or Hell No, where we played artist songs and we chose whether those songs were Next to Blow or a Hell No. So we need y'all participation tonight, along with Chris Styles, to let us know if some of these tracks are Next to Blow or Hell No. And, of course, Smart Guy Chevelle, you're going to be part of that, but we already know the outcome of your track, so we got to give everybody else a chance, too. Stay tuned.
Okay,
don't go nowhere.
Tell Chris Styles I said what up to, man. That's my boy.
You tell him yourself because with no further ado, I would like to introduce everybody tuned in tonight to our special guest, Mr. Chris Styles, the one and only from KMOJ's Tight at Night. Mr. Chris Styles, what's the deal?
What up, Next to Blow? How y'all doing?
We good, we good.
What's up, Chris?
What up, fam? Where you been
man? Chillin', man. I'll be out in Cali now, man, but I'm home now. I'm home for the holidays. So I'll be out here. I'm working on my new project out here. They tried to get me to work on it out there, but I told them I had to come home and work with the home producers. So I'm out here.
Blah, 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 blah. Welcome back home, man. Welcome back home.
What you say, that sounds like some bullshit to me. Feed me anything.
Yeah, politics and bush.
Now, y'all going to see. Y'all going to see. They tried to get me to work with a bunch of their producers. Man, y'all will see. Y'all will see. I got Willy Wonka. I got Wade. I got Fully Lace. I got T-Lace. I got all our home producers on there.
Sounds good, fam.
So, yeah.
All right, well, let's get a cracker real quick. My gosh, Bill, you hold the line.
Yep, yep.
Hey, brother, it's a pleasure.
All right, Mr. Chris Styles, welcome to Next to Blow Radio. I am your girl, Miss Chocolate, and of course, what's up, Chris? This is Miss Queen T. How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. How you doing, Miss Chocolate? How you doing, Queen T?
We are doing fantastic. We're excited to have you on the show. We're glad that you signed up and decided to do an interview with us because, you know, a lot of people, when they think about the radio world, they don't think that the internet and the, you know, the mainstream radio collide, and we're ready to show them that you can bridge a gap, you can come together and actually unify and support one another. So we're just glad that you, you know, did this interview with us. Thank you very much. We do appreciate it.
Well, the sentiments are likewise. You know, what y'all don't know is I do listen to y'all. Plug it, but, you know, Miss Queen T has been a supporter of what we've been doing with on KMOJ for a while, so, you know, it's only right that I do the same in return. So doing this interview, you know, in many cases, like you said, this is a collective. This ain't, you know, even though we so-called, quote-unquote, competitors or peers, we still rock and roll, you know, for the same goal, and that's to put our city on and put these artists that we love and support.
Exactly. That's exactly how we feel. So listen, okay, I want to first real quick just take the opportunity. I need to break it because I need to make sure that people understand, like, when you go out, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people be like, oh, that's Chris Styles. And I'm starting to kind of feel that way now. Be like, oh, that's Miss Chocolate. And I need to make sure people understand who Miss Chocolate is. Behind the Miss Chocolate, I am regular old just Chardonnay. And regular old Chardonnay at one point was Styles Banker. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of confusing, you know what I'm saying, to keep up. But, yeah, I know now. I know now. What up, girl?
So Chris had bank in the bank. He had bank in the bank. Chris was coming in with the bank to put in the bank. So, listen, I kind of have my this is my shameless story of my semi, you know, kind of spaz out moment. I, you know, personally, Ms. Chocolate, before I started doing any type of radio hosting or hosting at all, I was kind of just still doing my promotions and just, you know, staying connected with stuff in the city. But I would sit back and I would, you know, notice the different radio hosts and personalities that are out there and kind of just peep y'all style or whatever and kind of just get a feel for who I actually like or appreciate or support in the game. Not many made my list, but Chris Styles was definitely there. And when he was coming to the bank, y'all, I would be kind of somewhat Star Trek, so I would have to make conversation and remind myself, like, you have to act like this is a regular customer. You can't act like he's somebody like that, which, you know, to me, you are somebody. So I'd be getting, you know, kind of choked up at times.
Hey, she's over here blushing. Y'all don't even know it.
Well, thank you, baby. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Her dip of that show is deep as hell over here.
It's all good.
Hell no.
I just wanted to share that story with y'all so y'all can understand my struggles that I deal with on a daily basis when it comes to doing these interviews. That's all.
Well, be careful now. You might end up getting in trouble, so watch out.
You're going to bring sex at the dark, though. She's going to get into that later. That's a different segment. But,
All right, so let's get into the actual interview, Chris Styles. We got some questions for you because me and Miss Queen T want to just give everybody an opportunity to get to know who you are behind the mic. So just with the first question we have, we just want to know, can you give us a brief overview of who is Chris Styles?
Okay, I'll make a long story short. Pretty much I'm a brother who's a hip-hop head. I'm not from Minnesota. I'm actually from Chicago. Been here for about 15 years. Been here for about 15 years. I actually, like most cats, you know, I wanted to, you know, be an MC, be on the mic, but my heart wasn't there. So I thought, what better way to actually be still in the industry by, quote unquote, being an on-air personality? Because I had a voice, you know what I'm saying, that I did knew. And I was fortunate enough to go to school, get my associate's degree in communications. I actually started off in KDWB, believe it or not. Interned for them, interned for B96 when they was around, but once I came to KMOJ, they actually allowed me to actually get on air and touch the equipment and learn how to be an on-air personality. After a couple of years, they gave me creative control. I had a show called Future Flavor, which actually my man and I and No Names hold down now. Got nominated for an award, and the reason why I got nominated is because when they gave me creative control, I wanted to kind of mix, quote-unquote, the B-side of hip-hop songs, not necessarily the mainstream, but that shit everybody like or love, along with Minnesota artists. So pretty much it was the artists from the city that made Cristal. And because I played them and took interviews and, you know, showed them love, I not only learned not only about the business, but also got, you know, the love in return. Got nominated for the show, and then eventually KMOJ gave me Tight at Night, along with Rush It or Flush It, and won a couple awards. But to, you know, make it a little short and sweet, I'm a music director, so pretty much all of the music that gets played with KMOJ, I touch. The show Tight at Night itself is programmed by myself, along with several other individuals like DJs and the artists that, quote-unquote, get rushed on our show with the Rush of the Fletcher segment. So that's pretty much who I am. Just another brother trying to add on, or in many cases, open doors for these brothers out here and teach them the right way of how to do music and including radio. So that's who Styles is.
All right. You touched on a lot of subjects that we want to get into, but we want to know, like, being working on those other two radio stations, what's your experience working with them?
Was that something that bettered you or made you better? Well, you know, it's always good to see different levels of, you know, business. And when we're talking about the industry of radio, when you think top notch, in many cases, it's KDWB. It's a Clear Channel owned radio station operated with the latest technology, along with, you know, how business is run. It'll open your eyes in many cases. Very serious. It's very cutthroat. I actually was fortunate enough to get on air, and I think because I sounded so good, they'll never let me get back on. yeah, I'll tell you a little story. I was interning with this one cat. He had like a late night show, and we chopped it up so well. He was like, yo, let me put you on air. So he puts me on air, and we get to talking, and after the break is over with, the phone lines start lighting up. I tell this story sometimes to people who don't know, but I'm going to tell it to y'all. So the phone lines just start lighting up, and I'll never forget this. But the first call, her name was Rachel. I'll never forget her. She was like, talk to me.
Shout out to Rachel.
She was like, talk to me. I was like, huh? She was like, yeah, this is the intern from that was on the air, right? And I was like, yeah. She was like, yeah, just talk to me. I don't care, whatever. Talk about whatever. I was like, well, what you want me to talk about? She was like, talk about yourself. I was like, okay. So I get to talking and running my mouth, and after maybe 2-3 minutes, she goes, thank you, and then hang up. So then, like, the next couple of phone calls, it was, like, just ridiculous, maybe, like, 30 to 40, were all, like, white girls just calling in wanting to speak to me. And it got to the point where the host got on air and was like, well, this is the quote-unquote show, not the intern show, and he never let me get back on the air again. Mm.
Wow.
So there I went from KDWB to B96, and B96, they really just wanted to be like a club promoting booty dancing intern. I wanted to actually touch or be on the air. That just wasn't possible. Yeah, I went with that. All right, what's the next question?
Okay, so Wait a minute. I gotta piggyback for a second because I just posted a status about this, and I need to touch bases. And I need the ladies to feel me on this because I know you are on this. You realize what you did to her, right? You gave her the best 5.5 minutes of phone sex of her life. All she needed you to do was talk, she listened, and handle her business. That right there is a skill. Fellas, I'm going to need for y'all to take note. Write it down on your pen and pad on how to mind fuck her and have her fuck herself at the same time. I'm sorry, this is Sex After Dark coming out a little bit. That's been a shock. Y'all have to forgive me. But he, Chris Al, took me there with that story because that was the first thing I thought about was how when I started my show in March, Chris Al, I had a dude call in. He calls in, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing my show. And I knew he was calling in because he's one of my people I network with from a different city, different state. He gets on the line. I say, Paul, and I'm like, what's up? You know, thanks for calling in. Who's this? Where you calling from? He's like, yo, this is so-and-so calling from whoever. I'm like, okay, what's up? What you doing? He's like, I'm listening to Topic. I'm listening to your show, and I'm listening to your voice, and damn, it's Chocolate. I just want to let you know that I'm about to go step in the shower. Give me 2 minutes. I'll be back. Literally.
Wow.
I wait. We put the phone down. We listening to the shower in the background. We talk some shit. He comes back and he says, man, I want to thank you for that. And with that being said, I fuck with Sex After Dark. Hang up the phone and then post me in a status about it. I said, oh, man, what is going on with these men and women today?
So, no, there's nothing wrong. I think a lot of times, you know, being in the public eye, whether it be, you know, lower level or even, you know, mass media, you know, you are people's fantasies. And in many cases, I think a lot of times we don't realize the power that we have. So even if something as simple as, you know, tending to somebody's sexuality, you know, either, you know, depending on which way you go, the right or the wrong way, you're doing something for people. I mean, so, you know, I'm sure you got homeboys and homegirls that, you know, something about your voice or your personality that comes out in what you say, you know, tends to people. So you in your own right, you know what I'm saying, are considered, quote-unquote, you know, a sex symbol or sexy. So I think you have to keep that in mind. It depends on how you hold yourself, though. Me, myself, I have to be leery because, like, doing radio, you know, it's a little bit different. Well, it maybe not because, you know, whenever you put yourself out there, people are going to notice. So, you know, there's homosexuals, there's transsexuals, there's metrosexuals, and heterosexuals that all are – liking my voice or even your voice, and you got to be leery of that.
As you definitely do. Got to screen and get rid of the creeps. We don't want no creeps. All right, so here's what I want to do. I want to take a call. We got some callers who want to ask you a couple questions, and then me and Ms. Pinky are going to give you a few more of our questions. So let's go to the phone lines real quick. We're going to go back to Mr. Music with the 720. Mr. Music, what's your question for Chris Styles?
Yeah, Chris Styles, what's popping with you, my man?
What's up?
Yeah, my thing is, we all in the radio world, so my question I want to know personally is, what is your motivation before you get behind that mic every day to do what you do?
Yeah. Honestly, fam, I struggle with this on a daily because it's a responsibility, but the goal hasn't been reached. And obviously, you know, my goals may be different from others, but in some way, some of the goals that I have are similar, and that's really just being real with people and giving them what they not giving. So for what I do with the radio station here on KMOJ is supply the radio station's listeners with what they don't get throughout the day. But my motivation really is, you know, God, in all honesty, because I feel like in some ways I'm doing his work. So that's my motivation, brother.
That's what's up. My last question, I mean, I got to keep it moving now. Where do you see yourself in the entertainment world locally in 5 years?
5 years from now?
Yes.
There'll be two avenues I'll either take. 5 years, you won't hear nothing about me, but I'll be behind the scenes, you know, trying to be a big boss, you know, trying to put other people in the spotlight and teach them what I learned. Or I'll be pretty much infiltrating the FCC and trying to make some changes there instead of just, you know, making the positive things that I do here for this radio station. So that's where you'll see me 5 years from now, either or.
All right, that's what it do, man. Much respect and love for me and my team, man. I got your number. We're going to link up soon, man. Keep on doing what you're doing, baby.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. You and yours.
No doubt. Yo.
I'm here.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you, Mr. Music. We appreciate you and your questions for Chris South. We're going to take another call. Let's go 763-439. 763-439. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from? 763-439. Caller, who is this and where you calling from? All right. We ain't got nobody there, so we keep it pushing. That's how we do on Next to Blow Radio. Once again, this is your girl, Miss Chocolate, and of course, Miss Queen T. If you want to tune in, dial 718-664-9115. Press out 1. Go live with us. Ask Chris out any question that you have for tonight. 612-323. Caller, who is this and where you calling from? 612-323. Hey, yo, Chris Stiles, see, this is the type of stuff we have to deal with in the internet world. You get people who call into your show, and they don't actually, you know what I'm saying, press that 1 and pay attention to their number being called. So we deal with that from time to time. So we're going to go to our next question for you from me and Ms. Queen T. So our next question is, what I want to know is, besides Camel J, what other projects are you involved in locally? Or not just locally?
I try to, it's not really, the fortunate thing about me is being in my position. A lot of things that I have done, I haven't done by myself. I think a lot of people perceive me as doing it on my own, and I have to really, you know, show love to those that got my back or helped me. First and foremost, I got my homegirl, Kelly Soley. She kind of like is the behind-the-scenes person. She not only keeps relationships with some of the artists that we play, but keeping track of what's going on as far as, you know, in the inner city of Minnesota. I got to definitely give a shout-out to my Maxwell brothers. It's more than just DJs. But the brothers that we do showcase, like my brother Intense, Del Dilla, Chuck Chisel, the ATG DJs, DJ Advance, Inferno, got to give a shout-out to No Mike. And just recently we've been able to link up with the Timberwolves DJ, DJ Matt Mardigan. And it's been a collective of not only, you know, their mixes, but the music that we play of artists that, you know, we all either know, support, or got good music. The stuff that I'm into, I actually do graphics. So what you'll be seeing in a lot of this coming year is a lot of these cats, album covers and mixtapes I will have produced or created. A lot of the stuff that we do for Tidy Night comes from me. It's just, you know, showcasing one of my skills to my best of my ability. I always like to draw, so, you know, graphic kind of come easy. Other than that, I consult a lot of artists that I've had relationships from the past, like Stilo Real, like News, Rello Jackson. What up? Got to say what up to my boy. Even Chevelle, smart guy. You know, they ask me, you know, what you think about this song? And I'll tell them. I'll give them my feedback from my perspective as far as, you know, my ears and from a radio's perspective. And as far as shows and that go, you know, whatever comes around, you know, if I feel like if it's something that I can support or if it's in my schedule, I'll do it. In many cases, you know, just freeing my time for the knowledge that I have, you know, from a radio standpoint and giving it to people. That's pretty much how I kind of like in the industry.
Okay. So speaking of consulting, artist, is there any specific artist, if you were to become a manager, is there any artist that you would like to manage or thought about maybe managing?
Hell no. That's a headache. I mean,
because you
got to understand, you know, in this business, we all got egos, right? And being a manager,
I gotta get past them too.
Being a manager, in many cases, you managing a relationship, and it's sort of like of a marriage when you're dealing with some of these artists and some of their egos I can't deal with. I barely enough have enough time dealing with my own ego, so having to deal with somebody else's and trying to mold and push them, I can't do it. But there are some artists. If I had the money to drop and put it on them, hell yeah, that's some definitely artists I would scoop up and, you know, create a label for. That's no question. But me personally doing it, hell no.
That's a lot of work. Going back to what you were talking about, the graphics real quick, I forgot to touch on that. If anybody wanted to hit you up for some graphics, how do they contact you and go about that?
You can hit me up on Twitter, StylesMD. You can definitely find me on Facebook or just look up Cam or Jay, or you can Google me and you'll be able to find me. Or in many cases, you can just come up here to the radio station. A lot of times people come up here and just grab business cards and then dip. That's funny. but, yeah, I think, like, a lot of the business, you know, when it comes, you know, from the knowledge that you have obtained, you know, you guys and what you know, I have to applaud you because y'all in a man's world and women are treated that kindly in this business. So I got mad love and props for what y'all doing, the doors that y'all opening, and the relationships y'all building with people with what y'all doing. So I definitely have to applaud y'all for that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, earlier I had told you that we're going to do Next to Blow or Hell No. It's kind of like how you do it, Rush It or Flush It, right? But it's the Next to Blow or Hell No style. So we want to, throughout the interview, we want to play a couple tracks from the local scene and see what you got to say. If you think it's Next to Blow or Hell No, we're going to get into this first track. We're not going to tell you who it is, and we're going to get your feedback. So is that okay?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah. It's my guy. Shout out to DJ Ski.
DJ Ski.
Hold up. What you saying?
What you saying?
Got the whole club rocking Geeko Band.
Geeko Band.
I let them fly.
Let them fly.
Then they land.
Then they land.
Now your girl picking up my Geeko Band. Geeko Band.
Geeko Band.
Geeko Band.
Geeko Band.
Got the whole club rocking Geeko Band.
Geeko Band.
Gonna throw some geekos, I'ma make it rain. These geeks gon' do the same. She go where the money go. Guess that's over here. Let's get one thing clear. We ballin', boy, we ballin'. Retro bands, Franklin's match my J's. Hit the light switch, XL, we on. And if we wrong, then pigs do fly. Hotter than July, cooler than December. Minnesota bird, but I migrate for the winter. If you ain't catch that, you as stupid as you look. We went and checked the book. The score's on my arm. Me and E the same stature like Michael and LeBron. Pop your lenses out. Come see how I see. Shout out to DJ Ski. Nerds on the satellite. I'm the real deal. Ask Bill. No prototypes. Mario. Collect enough coins and get an extra life.
Hold up. What you saying?
Alright. So that was the first track. But Style, we want to know what you think about that one right there. You think that was
Next to Blow? Y'all are so slick. Y'all are slick. I'll give it to you. I know who that is.
Next to Blow. Next to Blow.
Next to Blow or Hell No. All right. It's funny because I don't get to do this for Rush or the Flush. My perspective isn't what counts, but right now I guess it is. Okay. I would say Next to Blow. And the reason why I would say Next to Blow is because I'm thinking of, you know, where that song you would hear it most. Obviously, where a lot of us try to, you know, make money in the club, but I can picture it being performed, and it can definitely get mixed up with the mainstream of a lot of the hot music that we hear today. And the beat, I can't necessarily, like, get the gist of it because I'm listening through a phone, but I can kind of tell because I have good ears that, you know, it definitely got my head bobbing, even though I'm listening through a phone. So I would say Next to Blow.
That's so funny when people say that. we don't get like Cameron Bay so they can listen through the radio. So love to say it.
I'm just trying to be honest.
I know it. I mean, I totally understand. I appreciate that. I mean, would you have known it was Smart Guy Chevelle if he didn't say his name in the beginning of the song?
Listening, no, actually. But he's been rocking with Ski for a minute now, so I probably would have somehow figured it out at some point. But you know, I love the brother's hustle. I love the brother's talent. And he's not only opening doors, but he was at some point, and in many cases, it's music. And it's the music that's coming from him. And he represents us just like we represent him. So I definitely got number love for the brother.
All right. Well, we're going to get into another track. And we ain't telling you who these are, so we want the real opinion, you know, what you think about this. Like you say, you don't get to do this on Rush It or Flush It. It's the callers calling in. So this is why we wanted to do it with you.
All right, we're going to the next drink, y'all. Oh, he's got
wait.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Minnesota bike.
Committed, so is everyone that's with me. From gorillas in a murder to the gritters in a pillar brim, bitch. TC on my 5950, bitch. My figure cost money just to spend time with them. Get your steak on. Come to Victoria, dine with me at the steakhouse. Probably got something so fine with me. Bring your ace out. Okay, you got on the lines with me. You can try, nigga. You gon' reach Regis dead on the rock. Okay, you tell them, nigga. Let's see your cards, but bitch, I get it in from University to Broadway. Tell them, hey, family. Don't learn that shit the hard way. TC, well, little nigga, you just shot the face. Take the pause, say, I go hard in the paint. Keep a bad bitch, I get wetter than 10,000 lakes. Wet paint, golden purple flakes, purple smoking drink. What you mad, cause I am, little nigga, and you ain't.
I'm a Minnesota fight.
Welcome.
Man, hell no.
A hot group here in the Twin Cities. So let's think about that. Think that's next to blow or hell no?
Hell no. I'm just playing. I'll tell you this. It's got an anthem feel to it. You know, it's something that, you know, get you charged. Definitely like a spark plug. No, I don't actually. Who is that?
That was 21st Street ENT.
Swear to God. Okay. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, they. I'll say this. It's got an anthem feel. It's like a, you know, like a party starter. You know what I'm saying? And definitely, you can never go wrong when you plug your own city. The only thing that I think is suspect is that a lot of times, you know, artists. They pit themselves because they want to be the best, and they pit themselves against others, and they say it in their rhymes. I feel like you don't really need to, you know what I'm saying, unless you actually reach the plateau and somebody's that, at that same level trying to attack you, then you attack others. Other than that, you don't need to even address haters. You don't need to address, you know, busters or whatnot. Just rap about you and rap about what you know and what you do. Don't worry about these other dudes. But for the most part, I liked it. Yeah, I think it's, you know, something you could put on the next to blow. It's definitely a party starter, that's for sure.
All right. So let's take a call real quick. 612-323. We know who this is. They are no stranger to Next to Blow Radio. Chat out, what it do?
Southside Tez in this bitch.
Okay, I'm sorry, Southside Tez. Doggy ENT in the building.
Yeah, Hyena Gang, Dog ENT, you know what it is. Hey, say that then. What's happening, Styles?
What's good, fam? How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed. How you doing?
Likewise, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I have some questions, my bad. I don't mean to disturb, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to, you know, figure out, you know what I'm saying? I didn't hit a nice, you know, couple of stages or whatever. I'm just getting started, you know what I'm saying? I get some good feedback from a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? In my city, you know, Southside, I rep, you know, St. Paul, I rep it all. But I'm trying to see, you know what I'm saying, what you look for you know what I'm saying, and an artist, you know what I'm saying, when you listening to them, what you look for, you know what I'm saying, to put them on the radio, rusher to flusher, and all that, you know what I'm saying, you know, what you look for.
Well, what I'll do is I'll give you the rundown. Pretty much first come, first serve, you know, depending on if everything you have is qualified. As far as if it's radio edit, you know, obviously we're playing for folks that's, you know, not from, quote-unquote, our generation. We're talking old schoolers. We're talking babies, different people, black, white. It really doesn't matter whether or not it's a type of genre, hip-hop or R&B, because a lot of times brothers ain't going to be rapping about, quote-unquote, backpack. You know, some brothers going to, you know, rap about trapping. Some brothers going to rap about this or that. So as long as it's clear and it's properly mapped together, so it'll sound good over the radio, we play it. But what I look for is individuality. And from the moment that the song starts to the moment, you know what I'm saying, the song ends. And we all kind of follow suit when it comes to, you know, music. You have like an intro, you know, either you're going to talk a little smack, you know, in the beginning, you're going to introduce yourselves, or you're going to set the stage of, you know, where you got to take people. Are you going to take us to the club? Are you going to take us to the hood? Or are you going to take us in your life? You know, let us know where we're going. Instead of just, you know, automatically people just expect us to know who they are and where they come from. I think, you know, we got to learn how to introduce ourselves the right way, even in the songs that we create. But, you know, that's what I look for.
Yes, sir. I sent one of my songs in. I don't know if it was properly, you know what I'm saying, edited right, you know, as far as the radio. But I got a song called Southside, We Outside. It's been buzzing a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But I sent
outside,
it to y'all.
Outside.
Say that. Yeah, but I sent it to y'all, but I never got no play, you know what I'm saying? But I kept trying to call the radio station and, you know, get a hold of somebody to see, you know, if I did it right, sent it in, and, you know, properly.
What we have is an immediate response to those who submit music, and it'll break it down, tell you, you know, what it is that you needed to have done properly, and if it wasn't, then, you know, we don't play it, because we get hundreds of songs, and then we'll have some good songs, but they're not edited, so I can't play it, and, you know, a lot of this stuff that we do, we don't get paid for it, so, you know, if you can't edit your music, how can you expect us to play it? So
Right, I feel you. It was one, I think it was one minor mistake, you know what I'm saying, in the beginning of the intro, like you were talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was taking y'all to my hood. I described it, you know, in great detail, you know what I'm saying? Just giving you a look.
And
you know,
probably got a whole bunch of unedited stuff in that great detail. So listen, Tess, what you need to do so that we can get Doggy on Camo Day, because I'm talking about y'all have such a huge following that it's only right that y'all get y'all some radio play soon. I need you to just go to Camo Day. Go online to Chris Styles' either Facebook page or the Tide of Night page, and I think y'all actually have a little blurb on there on the proper way to submit music if I'm for it, Chris Styles. And Tiz, just get that info, you know, and get it done right, resend it in, and then just, you know, wait for that immediate response. We want to make sure that, you know, you get it done the proper way so that you can get your actual opportunity. So if you do that for us, you know what I'm saying, you know we support you. I'm sure Chris Styles won't mind taking the time out to get it on the radio. Just follow those steps the way that they ask, and I don't see why we won't hear Doggy on Camo J soon. So redo it and get it back to him, and let's work out it again. You dig?
Hey, and I'm gonna tell you, Doggy. I know, Tez. You got like Chocolate say. You guys got a big following, and shout out to you, you and your crew for always coming out to the Raw Lounge and showing Next to Blow love. And once you guys
Appreciate you. Once you do get it on Rush and Flush,
I know the whole South Side gonna be calling in for y'all. So definitely, you guys make sure you follow those correct steps, because I know where it is. I know where he's coming from, but over here we don't need to be edited. But we still have criteria that we go through, and it's a lot of emails to go through. You know, I'll see where Chris comes from. Like, he don't get paid for that, so.
Yeah, you got to tell
us. I feel you.
So
I didn't send my music in to y'all, too, and I don't know if I even got played on Next to Blow. You know, I'm trying to blow, too.
Well, you know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, a lot of artists should be doing. You know, you're supposed to be heard. So speak up. Yo, dog, I sent our music to you. Did you listen to it?
And then it's our responsibility at that point to say whether we did or if we didn't, or at that point to go listen to it and tell you either what we think or, quote unquote, put it in our segment of our show to what we do. So you're doing what you're supposed to. So I have to tip my hat off into you and salute you for that. So a lot of artists won't do that. They ego too big to the point they don't even send their music, or they feel like, okay, I sent my music, y'all didn't play it, F you, I don't want to mess with you no more. So that's the
no, it's number love. I respect all of what y'all do. I would never hate, you know, maybe I'm doing something wrong. So, you know, I always look at this as a learning experience. I always take feedback from everybody so I can know and get better. You know what I'm saying? I just started writing, you know what I'm saying? So I could always get better as a lyricist itself. I'm an artist. I don't see myself as a rapper and all that other stuff. I see myself as an artist because I can do all kind of music. I'm just not stuck in a trap like these other niggas, and they not even in the trap. You know what I'm saying? I don't choose to glorify that. You feel me? I can because I live that life on a daily. But that's not the music and the way I choose to go. I choose to get the females and rock how I rock. You feel me? So, I mean, I need all the feedback I can from all y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I love brushing shoulders with y'all and chopping it up with y'all and getting feedback. And I'm going to continue to do that till I get where I'm trying to go. And I'm taking the whole city with me. Straight like that. Pie y'all.
Respect. I'm going to tell you this real quick. What we do with Tidy Night is that at the end of the year, we clean out our email. And the reason why we clean out our email is so we can pretty much erase clutter. Okay. And then pretty much at the beginning of the first of the year, send us the joint. And that way we'll not only see it, but hopefully it'll be correct this time.
Right.
And then before you know it, we'll be playing it on Rush It or Flush It and see what the people got to say. So that's the only advice that I can give you right now, okay?
Much love.
In the music industry, too, they call it the fourth quarter come up. You know what I'm saying? You get everything ready for fourth quarter. That way, when the beginning of the year comes, you can drop it, and everybody be paying attention to waiting because we always like what's coming at the beginning of a new year. So, Southside says we appreciate you for calling in. Shout out to Doggy ENT. We supporting y'all. We rocking with y'all the long way. You got some good tidbits from Chris Stiles tonight, so hopefully y'all take those to your camp. Get things right and get that music resubmitted. We're about to go into another track, so Tez, you can stay on the line with us if you don't mind. We're going to do a couple more songs, and we want to know if you think these songs are next to blow or hell no. We don't have any of y'all music in the queue, but we're going to make sure we get that uploaded because we did have to redo our whole system, so we're just not getting music put back into the system. But the songs we do have from some of these Minnesota artists, we want to get y'all's feedback on. So to all the calls on the line, if you're still there, please hold the line. We're about to play another track. Chris Giles, are we ready for this one? We're gonna take it to a non African American artist, and we're gonna get y'all feedback. Y'all trying to say? What you trying to say?
I'm gonna leave it alone. Let's go.
I had to say that. All right, we're gonna get into this track. We'll be right back. This is Moon Rocks from Mollywood.
Yeah. Moon Rocks in Mollywood. The song starts with my eyes dilating. I'm wide awake, blazing my grating up to the space station. I just flew past Jupiter, fooled around with Lucy, she introduced me to Lucifer. I'm hopscotching through the universe, popping Molly, just trying to put all my feelings into words. And if you heard, my third eye was opened up. Well, it is, yours just isn't opened up enough. Yeah, so come take a trip through the stars with me. Take a dip and start hippie flipping on Mars with me. Pardon me, I'm just orbiting through my own abyss. Mary, come save me from all this loneliness. Holy shit, I'm rolling and all I see is this openness. Close my eyes, I see flowers, kaleidoscopes and shit. Peace, love, unity and respect. Once you enter into Mollywood, that's all you gon' get.
Take a look in my eyes, tell me what you see. These angels talking to me, know who I'm supposed to be. I'm on Moonrocks in Mollywood. Moonrocks in Mollywood. I'm on Moonrocks in Mollywood. Moonrocks in Mollywood. I'm on.
Add another hit of the DMT. Another portal that I'm entering. I'm in a lock with objects in the stratosphere. Playing dodgeball with black holes. I'm so out of here. Baby, welcome to my utopia. Supernova aromas lead me into euphoria. Radical patterns, I'm passing along Saturn. Once I pop a couple caps, ain't nothing else gonna matter. I'm dropping blocks with cosmonauts.
right, so we are back from Moon Rocks and Mollywood. Yo, Chris Styles, what's your take? Next to Blower, hell no.
Who is that?
No, you got to let us know first.
No, hell no.
Hell no?
Hell no. Right. Go back. Go back.
Go back.
Okay. This is the reason why I say
hell
no.
Okay, why? Before I say the artist, why?
This is the reason why I say hell no. I don't know if it was the mastering, but it didn't come off properly right, the levels of the beat and his voice. It seemed like they was off. His lyrics, okay. But he had moments where he had some conviction, but others, it just seemed like he was just saying it without conviction. So it was kind of inconsistent there. And the hook just kind of, you know, solidified it for me. The beginning of it was just, no, he shouldn't have did it. He should have had somebody else do it. The latter part of the hook was cool with his voice, but the start of the hook, no, you're going to have to find somebody else to do that. But that's the reason why I say hell no.
All right, so that song was actually by Nate Million.
I know Nate. Matter of fact, I've had him. I had Nate here.
That was a Nate Million song. So that right there, Nate, just got to get that master and that mixing a little bit better, homie. But we rock with Nate. He's a cool dude. We do appreciate
shout
him.
Shout out to Nate. He has a really big following, and I respect his grind.
Yeah. Definitely. Let me ask y'all real quick, because I want to know if I heard it right. Did he say Mollywood?
Moon Rocks and Mollywood.
Mollywood. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's what we said when we first heard the song. I'm like, dude, this is some different stuff right here. I don't know how I feel about it. Some different stuff. All right. So I want to play a little R&B. We're going to get a little R&B going to see what you think about this track right here. So stay tuned, y'all. Hold the line, and we'll be right back for another Next to Blowin' Hell No with Miss Queen C, Miss Chocolate, and Chris Styles.
Let's go.
Anything your body wants. Anything your body needs, I got you. Satisfaction guaranteed is what I'll give ya. Ain't no limit to the things that I'm gonna do to you. I can make your body holler if you'll let me inside. Your body's calling for love like mine. Girl, I can see it in your eyes. Girl, you know my back is strong, and I'm gonna give it to you all night.
I'm only playing snippets. Yo, Chris, what you think? Next to Blow? Hell no.
Y'all didn't really give me much. I mean, I usually listen to songs a little bit longer. I'm kind of in between Next to Blow and Hell No. I would say it's Next to Blow because, you know, you never can go wrong with something for women. The beat, you know, it got my attention, but it was hard to, like, kind of follow the flow of homie. I don't know if it was his voice. And you know what? I want y'all to do this for me if y'all could. I guess after we done tonight, yo, send me these songs that y'all play so I can listen to them in their entirety. And then what I'll do is I'll give you, like, a real genuine, you know, feedback from it. But if I was to take a pick, I would say hell no. I think it's something we need to go back and do. And I don't feel like I heard, like, when you singing for a woman, got to come from your gut. And I don't think he was singing from his gut.
Okay. Well, with that being said, we'll make sure to let that specific artist, Mr. JB, with My Back Is Strong, know that you got to give us a little bit more from the gut for the ladies.
So we appreciate y'all for sending the music in, and we're going to keep it going because we want to get through at least a few more songs. So we're about to jump into another track from artist here in Minnesota. We want to know if you think it's next to Blow or Hell. No, when we come back from this track, and I'm going to actually play this one at least 2 to 3 minutes long, I want to grab a couple calls and find out whether y'all think it's next to Blow or Hell. No, so y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's turned up. Grab some weed, we can burn up. Nigga, word up. Yeah.
Just bought a zone.
Yeah.
I'ma roll up.
Uh-huh.
Counting big ass tacks. They don't fold up. Sipping on some dirt Sprite in my double cup. Let them take all they want. I don't give a fuck.
Nah.
I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck.
I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck.
Sippin' on some dirty Sprite in my double cup. Let them taste all they want, I don't give a fuck.
First things first, ghetto anthems in this bitch. And I don't give a hate or nothing, just a finger in a grin. Call me Young Drill Sergeant, make you maggots, man. I'm Mr. Repent, Dom, y'all gonna come to me with sin. Blow a whole lot of cash, call that money in the wind. Man, I rep Minnesota like the TC on my breath. Smoke big boy blunts, never hit them if they slim. Man, where the luggage at, cause these boys is a trip.
Yeah, bought a zone,
yeah.
I'ma roll up,
uh-huh.
Counting big ass stacks, they don't fold up,
yeah.
Sipping on some dirty Sprite in my double cup.
Oh,
Let them paint all they want, I don't give a fuck.
Nah.
I don't give a damn, I don't give a fuck.
Another track right there, and we need to find out whether or not Chris Styles thinks the song was a next to Blow or a hell no.
Hell no.
Mm-mm. No. All right. Well, we're going to keep this rolling. Oh, go ahead.
You want to know why, or you want to keep it rolling? The reason why I think that, you know, the rhythm was just being thrown off. I don't know if it was him and his voice or his tones that he was hitting. It just was throwing me off. I don't perceive myself actually really like getting that song and playing it because I like it. I didn't feel like it. I understand where he was trying to go with it, but he need to go back, redo it. Mm-mm. No, hell no.
All right. Hell no. We got to keep it moving.
Oh, well, first of all, that was Dom G.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
We have to tell the artist. That was Dom G, a local Minnesota artist with I Don't Give a Fuck. So, Dom G, if you are listening right now, hopefully you take the feedback from Chris Styles and just kind of revamp it and rework it. And, again, it's not just about constructive criticism. We support local Minnesota artists, whether you're good or bad, but we want you to know the real. We don't want you to think you're the shit, and you really ain't the shit. You just really smell like shit. So we're giving you the real. That's all I know how to do.
Wait, before you even continue, all of this music that you play, yo, send it to me and let me know, let me have the links to who they are and where I can find them so I can give them some more in-depth feedback from me, just to let y'all know. I ain't just trying to clown nobody or make them look bad, but just wanted to say that. But let's go. Let's move on.
Michelle, so again, with that being said, all artists listening, because I got a couple that are hitting me up currently, like, you only played a couple minutes. We only played a snippet of the song because we just want to get a quick feedback of your first impression is always the best impression. It's always the lasting impression. So what's your first impression of these songs? And that's why we're doing it that way, with just a snippet. But all of your links will be sent to Chris Styles, the full length of each song that we played tonight, and he will give you his official full feedback within a couple of days of listening to the track. So y'all just stay with us.
You're putting them on a timely manner now. You rushed him now. See,
I said a couple of days.
Okay.
Maybe like
okay.
a week or two.
Okay. I know Chris is busy, so, you know, Chris, I'm trying to look out for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So after the show, all the songs that I'm playing, that we're playing tonight, I'll be contacting all you artists because I know I clean out my email too, so I'll be contacting you guys to get this track sent over to Chris. We're going to get into the next track. Go ahead, Chuck.
All right, here we go.
This is another Basshead production. Money won't make you real, but being real will make you some money. Welcome to the good life where every day is sunny. We pop bottles cause we winning and we love the pretty women. Pillow soft white linen, not a stain on them, I'm killing them. I don't really wear the Gucci, but I still be G'd up. YSL fresh as hell, why not show love? Bouncer won't let me in the club cause I'm dressed like a thug. Had to tell that nigga I'm P, everybody show me love. I get treated like a king and I show appreciated. Black Versace Lokes, I don't wanna see who hating. Made me and making toasts, congratulations, we made it. Still making change, but I ain't never changing. When I pull up to the club, everybody show me love. When I'm riding through the street, everybody show me love. Real, recognize real, everybody show me love. God bless the haters, everybody show me love. When I pull up to the club, everybody show me love. When I'm riding through the streets, everybody show me love. Real, recognize real, everybody show me love. God bless the haters, everybody show me love. Chill. Money, power, respect, what you know about it? Play the game to win, get in, and get some door about it. They say the top lonely, I know the bottom overcrowded. And I was with this shit when Master P was about it. Make them say, shout out to the real P. Full life, it's no limit with me. I was raised by triple OGs, double ups and dope fiends. One time roll up and break up the whole scene. My eyes turning green, all this money I done seen. I done walked a lot of miles, can't tell cause my kicks clean. Gangsta and a gentleman, I'm somewhere in between. And somewhere spending that money so everybody love me.
That's P.
Everybody love me. When I pull up to the club, everybody show me love.
Alright, so when you pull up to the station, Chris Styles, do everybody show you love? What do you think about that track right there?
I honestly would say it would be next to blow. I like the beat. The beat was catchy. Definitely something you could, you know, vibe to. It got like a mellow tempo to it. You know, obviously, you know, his voice is, is convincing. Not only is convincing, you know, he didn't really have nothing to say that, you know, you can kind of question him on. The only thing I probably would knock on it was that, you know, he might want to tone it down a little bit, You know, he sound like he really amped. I think he just kind of might want to calm down a little bit and add a little, you know, I guess I don't like using the word, but swag, you know what I'm saying? Like make it more smooth, and you probably have a hit. But for the most part, I thought it was cool. Next to Blow.
For sure. All right, we got a track. We're going to bring a little. My bad. That track was Show Me Love, and that was by Darrell P. So if anybody is familiar with Darrell P., that was his track right there. All right. Time to get into a lady. Let a lady take over the airway for a little bit. So when we come back, we're going to find out whether y'all think this track is the next to Blow or hell no. I want to go to the phone lines real quick and just take one quick call. I'm going to go to my dude, Southside Says. Yo, Southside Says, let me know, what did you think about that track by the Real P? Do you think that track was a next to Blow or hell no?
I think it was cool. I don't think it was all that, but it was cool. I'm never going to hate, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was cool. It was, you know, I was rocking to it. I'd say, next to Blow, you know. I ain't going to hate on him, you know what I'm saying? It was cool. I rock with it.
All right, for sure. Okay, we're going to get into this track real quick. This is my one of my faves. So I'm going to play this, and when we come back, we're going to find out again whether or not Kristal thinks it's a next to Blow or hell no, and what one of our callers has to think.
And
y'all,
Chris,
stay tuned.
And Chris, just because it's one of her faves doesn't mean you have to say next to Blow, okay? Just say
it. Yeah, I peeped it.
All right. I got jokes. Whatever. Listen to the track.
Rushed, and I know homegirl, and I'm a fan myself, and big ups to her camp. I like that song, and the name of that song is Bail Out. I know that song.
That's right. That's Shayana Janae from Taking Flight. It's TKS, C-Boss. She's underneath a huge umbrella right now with a lot of supporters and backing her. And so, you know, we definitely support her. We are fans over here. We love that track.
Yeah, I got love for her. And
let's take a call real quick and find out what this caller's got to say. We're going to go to the 310, Bay Area, 310-912. Caller, who is this and where you calling from?
What's up, man? It's Smart Guy again. I've been rocking with y'all for about a good hour and some change. I like that, though. I like that joint. I was actually going to ask if I can get the connection on the feature. But, it was a dope joint, and it's something that like Styles said, when you look for creativity, a lot of the music that hit the airwaves is mimicked off of something that they heard before, and that kind of gets boring. But when you hear somebody come with their own swagger or their own finesse to something, you can't do nothing but respect that. Even with the joint prior to where it had more of that old school real hip hop feel, it was him. You know what I'm saying? It didn't sound like nobody else, whether he, you know what I'm saying, delivered it right or wrong or mastered it right or wrong. And he was a little amp, but it still ended up being him, and you can't do nothing but respect that.
Right. I agree. Yes, hey, I have
we appreciate
to say this. One thing about Janae is her voice is so unique. You know, like, it's raspy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can hear her come from the gutter. She can, in many cases, could be, you know, Minnesota T-Boz, but got heat when it comes to lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She can do more than just singing. So I kind of know her. I kind of feel like I'm in the wrong because I know her and I've heard the song. But for the most part, you know, that song itself is hot.
Well, like I said,
yes,
she hear me, man.
Yes.
Tell her to link up with me. I need a feature.
Hey, hi, guys. Don't trip. I just posted a Facebook status for you, and I posted it tagging you, her manager, and her. So I'm sure they'll get with you very shortly. And hopefully y'all create a banger because the two y'all
hey,
me
Styles, I need to link with you, too, Styles. I need to link with you before I cut out, too.
No, seriously.
Well, y'all do it on your own time. We got to have the stuff
for sure. All right, for sure.
All right. So I'm fine. We're about to get into another track. We got about 4 tracks we're going to get into and find out whether Chris Styles thinks they're next to blow or hell no. So hold the line. We'll be right back. We got to know, what do you think about that lady song right there? That song's called
Hell No.
Tonight. All right.
Hell.
You said it very quickly. Can I get a reason why?
The reason why, I think the moment it started, it seemed like too much. It should have been subtle. Throughout the song, I think the beat itself kind of took away from her. You know, it needed to kind of go away from the heavy bass and just stay to the kicker so we could kind of focus on her voice. But it's like so much repetitive beat banging that it kind of, either she's trying to keep up with it or it's just taken away from her. So, you know, the beat itself, yeah, it has the good energy, but the beat kind of taken away from her being able to, you know, exercise her voice. So it just sounds like just too much for me, but that's the reason why I say hell no.
Well, there you have it. Let's take a call and find out what they think. 972-824, call them. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable. Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area, stand up. Getting ready. I'm in scandal mode. What's happening next to Blow? What's up, Miss Chocolate?
What's happening? Dope Ass Music, welcome to the show. Dope, we have one of our esteemed guests in the building tonight. This is Mr. Chris Styles from KMOJ Radio. That's one of the hottest radio stations. Well, the only hot radio station in Minnesota right now. I don't know what's going on there.
Right.
Else. When it comes to the real radio stations, other than what we got going on over here on Next to Blow Radio. So Dope Ass Music, Chris Styles, this is our dude from the West Coast, Dope Ass Music, who also does internet radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Peace, my brother.
Yo.
Hey, no doubt.
So you know how me and Miss Queen T started this shit. It was Next to Blow or Hell No. So that track right there, I know you heard it. Do you think that track was a Next to Blow or a Hell No?
See, here's the thing. I only heard the tail end of the song. My apologies, because you already know I'm quick to give my feedback, you know. But I didn't hear enough of it to give it a hell no or let's go or throw it away or well, any of those types of adjectives.
Taking the safe route, I can dig it.
But if I would have heard it, I would have heard it. You know, I would have said so.
Well, you're gonna get to hear this next one. So do me a favor, and I need your opinion when we come back from this next track I'm about to play. I need your honest opinion on the next book or hell no. So with that being said, it's time to get into this next track, and we're going to get Dope Ass Music and Chris Styles' opinion on this next track, whether or not it's the next to blow or hell no. And if any other callers want to get your opinion, press the 1, go live with us. When you do, we will make sure to bring you on a line, and we'll get your opinion to find out what you think. So this song is called Chirp. I don't know what type of chirping he's going to be doing, but we're just going to find out. We're going to press play, and we'll be back.
Chasing, baby, I feel like I'm chasing.
said that was some force. He said, my couch. What's his couch? What do you think about that one right there?
I know that song.
I knew he was. See, I told you this was.
I know that song. Well,
the songs I think you know.
You know what? If he would have found another word aside from chirp, you know what I'm saying? Because you know you could have used that for like twerk. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know, but the song itself is definitely something for the ladies. I don't know about the hook as far as chirp is concerned, but you know it got all of the right elements. You know what I'm saying? And it's smooth and it's obviously you know to get you in the mood. So. I would say next to blow. I'm just kind of leery on the chirp part. And it has its own little humor to it, you know, like the couch and how he pronounced it. but I definitely can see a majority of people liking that just for what it gives you. So, yeah, I would say next to blow.
All right, dope-ass music, your time. What's your opinion? Next to blow or hell no? Y'all dope-ass music. Nigga, are you sweet? I think we just threw him or something. I'm going to just put him in a hole. We might come back to that one. Let's try this. 97,000.
Smart guy. That's why you got it.
Oh, that was smart guy. My bad.
Oh, you call smart guy out. He breathing at the phone and shit. Like,
smart guy with the shoe.
Oh, my God.
My bad. 972-824 dope-ass music.
Yeah, while you was over there talking shit, But anyway, I said, I'm going to have to say a hell no. And the reason why is if I was a 15-year-old girl or a 12-year-old boy, that song would be hot. But I'm a grown-ass man, and I just can't find myself getting in the mood to that song. It's like somebody... But no, that's what I'm not gonna say nothing bad about it. I'm just gonna say, hell no, I ain't gonna say nothing bad about it.
All right,
that's
we
it.
Appreciate you, though.
Wait, smart guy. So you wouldn't want no female to church
that's
you?
Not smart guy.
No, that wasn't smart guy. That's dope ass music. Smart guy.
Yeah,
was
dope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, it's
so
cool.
Sleep on that song, man. Damn, that's all. Put smart guy to sleep. I'm through.
All right, for y'all that don't know, that is AC. Shout out to him. And I knew he was going to play that because I know he'd be promoting it a lot for KMLJ to call in and request it. So I was like, yeah. All
right, so dope. Chris Alves, we got another track, y'all. Hold the line. We got another caller I'm going to bring on the line because I know that they want to go live with us. So we appreciate everybody that's still tuned in. We got about another 8 minutes left in the show. It's that. So hold the line. We're going to try to get into at least one or two more tracks and find out what Chris Styles, Dope Ass Music, and some of the other callers think. Is it a next to blow, or is it a hell no? Y'all stay tuned and let me know what you think about this song called Lane.
Young nigga in the jungle in the land of them snakes. 10 grand of them lakes everywhere I hear that sound, they go. Lose a man every day, lead him talking niggas long, cause we all about that. Acky boys don't play, same nigga in your face, be the reason why you lose that case. Lose a man every day.
If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you. I don't play games, had not find you. Never hesitate on the prey, apply pressure, then wait and let them break like the pipes do. Shorty right there, I'll pipe you. Now why she set up, cause she don't like dude. And if the price is right, it's twice your life, tonight's your night. No fear, she'll ice you. Ha! That's a game, bitch. Don't put your trust in that lame bitch. Yeah, body's right in the pussy sight. It ain't worth the pain that it came with. That's the same shit that got Kane hit. I'm old dog in the same sip. I'm young black and I don't give a fuck. I got a couple bands to say I'm innocent. Woo! 72 hours, then I'm cut free. Better luck trying to die and convict me. Even though you got my right hand man with his right to have red saying everything against me. You know it's fucking law in the ops too. And if you second guess, then you an op too. And if you got one up, you better dump that bitch. Cause if you pump fake, I drop you. Just on my Santa, it's who they envy. Cause I don't let up, I use the plan B. Yeah, life's a bitch and I hit that raw shooting out. Everything give me. My youngest don't shoot when I say so. By any means, I control how the game go. Some heavy hitters been killing shit. We can handle it.
Some heavy hitters, they hitting shit. Yo, Chris Styles, what you think? Next to blow, I don't know.
I have to give it to y'all. Y'all like giving really different different sounds, you know, a play. But I have to say hell no. The reason why I have to say hell no is I really didn't see like the lyrical aspect of, you know, what he was talking about. Obviously, you know, you can jap off all you want and cuss. You know, this business would be a whole lot easier if we were all getting paid for cuss words. But I think that the energy was there, but the beat just did not match his energy. So it just sounded like he was just, you know, just japping off, you know what I'm saying? And it was hard to follow, you know what I'm saying? It didn't seem like he was, I don't know, flowing. It just seemed like he was just japping off.
The song was called Lose a Man Every Day, a.k.a. L.A. and Me. So when you get that full track and listen to it in detail, I want to find out if you still feel the same way. I like the concept, I think, of the track itself, but I do agree that anybody can curse and pop off, you know what I'm saying? But it's about substance, and sometimes substance just has to be somewhat different or more relatable to the listener, so...
True. Well, you gotta think about the listeners, you know what I'm saying? Like me, I don't just represent the cats from the hood or the cats locked up. I also represent cats that is corporate, cats, grandmamas and babies. And, you know, that's only going to tend to a certain, you know, saying genre or a population of people. Not everybody going to feel that. But what I can say is this, ain't nothing wrong with cuss words. It's like a joke. You got to know when to use it as a punctuation. You know what I'm saying? You know, just cussing and cussing over and over, that's, you know, it just pretty much you just alleviate and using more powerful words to, you know what I'm saying, say, you know, any of us could say fuck, shit, goddamn, and all of that other stuff, but, you know, you got to learn how to use it. So that's pretty much why I say hell no.
For sure. Let's go to a phone call real quick. 612-877. 612-877. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Cheyenne and Janae calling in. Just a shout out and say thank you for... Hi, how you doing? But I'm just saying thanks to everybody.
What up, mama?
Hi, how y'all doing? I just want to say thank you for all the support and all the encouraging words about the track, but about this song, the main subject. I feel like he didn't have to cuss and all that, but his delivery was there, but, you know, cussing and all that was not necessary, but, you know, you just got to structure the song right, and, you know, there's kids listening as well, so you got to think about your audience. So, yeah, but thank you guys
That's
for
great.
All the support and everything.
I'm on the line, too. This is Rose.
Hey, oh, yeah, shout out to my friend Rose. She's the one that made me tune in. Like, Cheyenne, they're talking about it. I'm like, oh, well, shout out to her, C-Boss, CKF. Shout out to 21st Street. I love y'all.
That's what's up. We love you, too. We had to play your track, man. It's only right that I show love. Like I told you, that's definitely going to be one of my favorites. I'm just excited to hear your new material. I know you out of town in the ATL booth, so make us proud and give us something hot to bring back.
Oh, trust
bring
me.
Your ass back home.
Minnesota on the map. All right, see, talk to you guys later.
That's what's up.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go to one last track for the night, and then we're going to just, you know, get Crystal's opinion. We'll take another call and see what y'all think. And then we're going to end off this show. We're really excited that we have this opportunity to just take the time out and support the locals. So here's the last track of the night.
I'm addicted to the money. I'm addicted to the grind. Hopefully you feel the same way. I'm addicted to the money. I'm addicted to the grind. Hopefully you feel the same way. So then we can spend some time. Don't wanna waste no time, got no time right now. Pull up on your blocks, we'll be up, we gon' shut the city down. We the stars round here, yeah, on the rise round here, yeah, we run the sound. On the grind right now, none of y'all can tell me nothing right now. See the situation crazy, I'm in love, got no time right now. But I'ma turn the fuck up, cause I know what I want right now. I'm addicted to the money, I'm addicted to the grind. Hopefully you feel the same way. I'm addicted to the money, I'm addicted to the grind.
Hopefully you feel the same way, so then we can spend some time. They say time is money, she just wanna spend mine. I'm addicted to this money, so I'm out here getting mine. Girl, you should do the same thing, I don't need you getting out line. We can make it all go down, but we need the same frame of mind. Don't got time for you tripping, truth is I'm addicted. If you wanna stay in my vision, then show me a way to get it. I'm addicted to the money, I'm addicted to the grind.
I'm addicted to eye candy. I love me a sexy man, but he's addicted in this song. So, Chris Five, what you think about that one? That's
hell no.
Hell no.
What?
Chris Five is a tough critic, but I love it. Give me your reason why.
The reason why I say hell no, the beat, it sounds too generic. So it kind of like took away from the song. And the synthesizer that he used on his voice, too much. If he was going to use it for the hook, that would have been dope. But to use it all throughout the song, all you remember is the hook. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is that's all you really need. But, you know, if you want to think on a larger scale than just the hood, you have to redo that. But that's not something that, you know, I feel like, you know, should be next to blow. That's some just getting started. You know, type of stuff. I don't know. Go back
right.
to the drawing board. I mean, it got certain elements that you can use, but all together, no.
All right, let's take these calls real quick, and then we'll tell them who it is. 972-824 Dope Ass Music. What you think? Next blow or hell no?
Okay. I'm at the same hell no. And the reason why is because it sounded like he was singing through his nasal passage the whole time. And the beat did sound like he made it on a Casio keyboard. And I mean, that auto-tune just killed it throughout the whole song. So that's what I meant to say. Hell no.
Damn, y'all some tough critics, but like I said, I love it. All right, you dope, hold the line. All right, let's see what the 612-323 has to say next to blow. Hell no. Yep, you got to come in when I'm ready. All right, let's see, smart guy. Did you hear that track? Next to blow, hell no.
Are you awake? Are you awake, smart guy?
Yeah, I was kind of dozing off on that other little joint that was kind of bothering me. But hey, it ain't had nothing to do with the song, though. It's just, you know. But anyway, nah, man, that's a hell no, and I usually don't even try to say hell no, but it's like, you know, you got to understand professionalism. And Styles taught me that, you know what I'm saying, that before you even bring the music to me, make sure that it's professionally done, and he know better than that. You know that, you know what I'm saying, that wasn't supposed to be done like that. And like Styles said, man, that you gotta be able to switch from the hook to the verse. And if you can't switch from the hook to the verse, then you might as well just play the hook all the way.
That's what's up. Well, there you have it. That officially was our segment of Next to Blow or Hell No right here on Next to Blow Radio. That last track was by T-Vic. So, T-Vic, your feedback for that track, honey, was just to give that try, you know, that song, that track, one more try. Try again.
Try again.
Just step off, try again, my Leah voice.
And Chocolate couldn't believe he was vanilla. Chocolate couldn't believe he was vanilla, too. So
I didn't know he was a white boy, so shout out to white boys. Hey, I see a lot more white rappers, and I'm not mad at it. I'm excited that y'all are exploring that other avenue, but if you're going to come with it, you know you got to come 10 times harder because we're going to be the worst critics to you. So, you know, shout out to all the white rappers.
Quit playing. Quit playing. You know you like some vanilla.
Actually, Ms. Chakra has a rule, Chris Styles, and you actually don't even fall in this category, and I'm sorry to say it, I don't mess with light-skinned cats. If you can't pass the brown paper bag test, if you're not darker than the brown paper bag, I need you dark chocolate, like myself, or darker, I just don't rock with them. Now, I will say this, I find some light-skinned men very attractive, you know, so y'all are what I call my eye candy. I can just look at y'all. Y'all are just so pretty to look at. But I don't touch and play with y'all because it's a lot that comes with that. The dark skinned cats, I like like them because they're a little rough around the edges. They may have some pretty boy tendencies, but I can deal with them because they always bring it so real and so raw, and I can handle that. Light-skinned girls, y'all just too pretty sometimes.
Oh,
I don't know if I can deal with.
Here you go. You don't turn it from music to eye candy now.
Leave it to chocolate.
Right, I'll put it to you this way. I'm a high yellow, but I'm the darkest high yellow brother you ever going to meet. So I'll put it to you that way. You know what I'm saying? So since you want a jaw gap, I'll leave it at that.
Say that then. Listen, like I said, I have no problem with the sexy high yellow men. I love y'all. Y'all are my eye candy. I look, but I do not touch.
Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate contradiction. You know that, right?
No, it's not.
You look, don't touch. Touch, don't taste. Taste, don't swallow. Enough said.
Oh, I'm done. Hey, we're officially going to have to take this to Sex After Dark on a Monday night. I'm going to have to invite Chris Styles to come through and actually step outside of the facade of being the good guy and get to the nitty-gritty and find out if he's really about that life.
Uh-oh. Yeah, what do you like to know?
Sex After Dark every Monday night. Every Monday night, make sure you guys check her out on Next Blow Radio, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. But speaking of that, so we did the Next Blow or Hell No, as you would call it, Rush It or Flush It. Speaking of Rush It or Flush It, I want to know overall, I know you guys rushed a lot of songs over your time. Give me top three, your favorite Rush It or Flush It songs.
Or songs.
You can do artists. You can do artists. I'll give you that.
I'll say Ashley DeBose. I'll say the YN Rich Kids. And who would be number three? That's a real good question. The number three has yet to be put up there yet, to be honest with you. So pretty much kids and a woman with a voice. But it's hard to kind of put people in, like, I don't know, numbers-wise, because my position, I can't take favorites. You know what I'm saying? That's my position. So, but for the most part, I'm only going to give you two, and those are your two right there.
All right, then.
Well, there you have it. This has been an amazing interview. We want to thank Chris Styles for taking the time out to come and rock on Next to Blow Radio. We want to thank all the callers and the listeners that tuned in tonight. Y'all are more than welcome to come back anytime. On a Monday night, check the girl Miss Chocolate out. On Tuesday night, check Miss Queen T out. And on Thursdays, y'all can check us out doing the exclusive interview Thursdays with some of the hottest artists, interviews, DJs, radio personalities, anybody in the Twin Cities that is somebody we will have interviews with on our Thursday show with Miss Queen T and Miss Chocolate. So if you know somebody that's looking for their interview and their spotlight, send them our way. It's Next to Blow Radio. Collaborating with Chris Styles and KMOJ, we are so blessed to have you in the building with us and actually doing this interview. And we're just glad that we have the opportunity to give them something different in the internet scene. So artists tonight, once again, if we played your track, Chris Styles will get it. Give me a little feedback and let you know what he essentially thinks of the full-length track. If you're interested in submitting any music to the Tight at Night, Rush It or Flush It program that they got over there at KMOJ, please make sure to check their Facebook out, get the information. Make sure you send an edited version of your track, edited, family-friendly, no curse words, not even nigga.
Right.
Try to stay away from all of that, okay? Send it in the
Ms.
Ms. And I'll get that to you.
Can I say one thing before y'all go?
Yep. Go ahead.
First and foremost, I want to thank you, both of y'all, for, you know, allowing me to, you know, be a part of y'all show. I'm proud of y'all. And without y'all knowing, I have been listening and tuning in. It's hard not to because y'all be all over the place, Twitter and Facebook. But I will be a little bit more, show my appearance and call y'all every now and then just to check in with y'all, show my support. Thank you about tonight. I'm looking forward to just building. And that's what it's all about. You know, there ain't no reason why what I got going on or what we got going over here, y'all should know. You know, in many cases, hell, y'all come across some music, send it to us. You know what I'm saying? So we can continue on building and bridging, you know, this gap that keep us separated and apart. But other than that, you know, stay respectful, be ladies and be professionals. And, you know, I ain't going to do nothing but have nothing but love for y'all, for real.
Yes, sir. Right. And before we let you go, we want to, well, before, I got a question, one more question for you, and we're going to get into a track that gets played a lot on KMLJ. I don't know about recently or how much, but anymore. But I want to thank you, this is Miss Queen T, for, you know, advising me throughout the years. You know, talk to me about a lot of different stuff, and I want to thank you for, like, the advice and all that. So that you gave me over the years, and super excited to have you on the show. But I want to, do you have any advice for anybody else that's trying to make it into the radio industry?
Yeah, what advice would you give, Christophe, to anybody else in the internet music scene right now who's doing radio shows or out here just artists? What would you say, you know, just to help them, give them that push to get to that next level where you're at?
What advice would I give you guys?
No, not us overall, or not the radio station out there that's doing internet radio.
Wants
to get radio, not just internet radio, but anybody that wants to pursue a dream in radio.
Okay, well, what I can say that is, you know, anybody who wants to, you know, open up doors or you know, create a lane that they can, you know, allow exposure from, you know, some of the things that we do, it all starts by just listening, you know, paying attention to Next to Blow Radio, you know, paying attention of, you know, how y'all are with, you know, not only the music, but how you produce it, how things are played. And if you want to get started in radio, all you got to do is walk through the doors and introduce yourself, ask questions. Before you know it, you know, obviously you might have to, you know, trade some of your time to learn the business as far as the you know, in studio goes, but you don't really necessarily, I don't like saying this about going to school, that's important, but in many cases, if you can't afford it, you could walk up to KR11, you could walk up to KDWB, you could walk up to KMOJ, but you got to be consistent. You can't just pop up one day and just do, you know, find out who's who, but you got to be consistent with it. Keep coming, you know what I'm saying? And before you know it, an opportunity might open up, or you know, before you know it, you might be sitting there doing the same things that we're doing, having your own internet radio show or having a show on a radio station. And it's that easy and that simple. What I can say is, regardless of whether or not you're trying to be somebody that is a host or on your personality or even just an artist, think of yourself as a business. You know, everything that you do, you say, or how you look, you're branding yourself. Treat yourself like a business. You know what I'm saying? And conduct yourself like business, and people will have respect and treat you with that same respect. But it starts with you, the individual, first. And if you can't handle your own situations or your own relationships, then you're not going to even be able to get to the door, let alone, you know, get it to open for you. So that's what I got to say.
All right. And there you have heard it from the one and only Christophe himself. Shout out to Camo J Tight at Night. Y'all make sure to tune in every single night. What is it, Monday through Friday?
7 to 10.
Monday through Friday, 7 to 10, Chris Styles on Camo J. Y'all make sure to check Miss Queen T out every single Tuesday and your girl Miss Chocolate every single Monday night. We officially are done with this interview, and we are done with our show. We are going to play a couple more songs for those still tuned in who want to just rock out with me and Miss Queen and some of our favorite songs. Y'all are more than welcome to stay on the line and listen. And then we'll come back and say our goodbyes afterwards. But we just want to, again, like I said, thank you, Chris Styles. And you guys will definitely hear something in the future coming from Next to Blow Radio or Camo J. We're going to make sure that we continue to build the gap and work together and stay collective. So with that being said, we're going to go into a Minnesota favorite. This is a track by our good friends at OBS with That Fresh Like Cat.
Fresh like pow, I be like bean, fresh like pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow? I be like bean, bean, bean pow. Fresh like bean, bean, bean pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow?
I be like bean, fresh like pow. When I hit the stage, you know I rock the crowd. Let me get a pile with me feeling my style. Ain't Joe Francis, but the girls go wild. Ahead of the game, so advanced like my DJ. Fresh like pow, put it on replay. Pass me the torch, I'ma run it like a relay. Middle fingers up to the he say, she say. I don't give a pow, so blunt like Relo. Salute heavy Chevy and TCTO.
I sound like bling, and they be like wow.
I came up from nothing and they be like, how? If you try to take it from me, then I be like, pow. Now they got me catching bodies like they hop up in the crowd. One hand sticking out, the other spinning on turbo. And I be going wild, DJ Inferno. You know what's going down and you ain't gotta ask it. Fresh like pow, like I hop about the plastic.
I be like bean, fresh like pow. I be like bean, fresh like pow. Does my thing make the people go wild? Does my thing make the people go wild? I be like bean, bean, bean pow. Fresh like bean, bean, bean pow. Does my thing make the people go wild? Does my thing make the people go wild?
Hey yo, Rello.
What up, news?
They wanna know what the pow
means.
They
don't know what the pow
means. Hit them with the pow.
Baby off subject, word about the pow, it don't really mean nothing. Depending on how you use it, it could really mean something. You can pow if she dig it, you can pow if she rough it. The power's up to you, when you into the discussion. You can walk away and hit it with the powers that are cussing. I know what I do, I'll pow for discussing. You don't understand, then let news say something.
When I say pow, that don't mean I'ma shoot ya. Pretty boy swag, ugly like Restucia. Does my thing, and I whip it like Kunta. Hit her with the pow, have a finger like Luther. I be like Bean. Bean, and that's for my fans, yeah. Fresh like pie.
Keep it 100, keep chasing paper.
Paper,
paper, paper,
paper.
Keep it 100, keep chasing paper.
Like 12-0, clocking, don't be scared, ho. Got the clockwork in that bed, ho. Here's a couple dollars, fix your head, ho.
Clock.
keep chasing paper. Never met my match, if I do, he'll meet his maker. When it's time to roll, better play your role right. Your whole niggas, they can't be hoes, they whole life.